This is Ozarks at Large. On Sunday, December 30th, Christina and I, along with Antoinette Grajeda, will host a special edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large. It will include selections of live music recorded inside our studios in 2012. That's the Sunday, December 30th edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9. Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson was able to invite one more artist into the Furman Garner Performance Studio before 2012 ended and before her guest left town for an upcoming tour.
If you frequent locales in downtown Fayetteville, you've likely crossed paths with Tony Presley. Perhaps he's poured you a beer at Hugo's, helped you find a novel at Nightbird Books, or taken your order for a falafel pocket at Petra Cafe. That's where he now works until he takes off in January for a Southeast tour featuring his musical project Real Live Tigers. At times a full band, right now it's simply Presley's solo act featuring his originals strummed on guitar and sung in his baritone. He's got one more event in town. That's an all-ages show at Nightbird Books this Saturday night, along with local band Teenagers and the Oakland, California band Electrician. He recently stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to discuss what drew him to Fayetteville in the first place, what it's like to self-release albums and self-book tours as a musician while still figuring out how to make rent, and he also played us a few songs.
I first came through here maybe 6 years ago. Playing music. I played a few shows here and I really liked it, and I sort of kept coming back, and now I've lived here on and off for the last 5 years. Yeah, I really love it here.
And where was the last place you were before you had moved to Fayetteville? You've lived in so many places, yes?
Lived in a few places. for a while I was kind of going back and forth between Fayetteville and Austin, and then I lived out in Portland, Oregon for a while, but I mostly have been here the last 3 years. I left town last year for 3 months to do a long tour, and then I came back here, and I've been back now for a little over a year, and then I'm about to take off again here in a month.
You're booking your own tour, you're figuring out all the things on your own, you're self-releasing. That's Why do you do that?
It just seems like something I need to do. It's something I'm going to be doing regardless of financial rewards, which are slim to none, occasional. But yeah, I've been booking my own tours and putting out my own records with a little help here and there from friends. A few friends have put my CDs or like albums out on small labels in Canada and here in the U.S. For the most part, I've been putting stuff out myself or making stuff by hand and booking my own tours since 2004, and nothing has really come up in my way that's nothing has made me really, really want to stop doing that. No matter what, I'm gonna keep writing songs and playing music for myself, but a huge part of it for me is sharing that with other people and playing to as many people as possible and playing as many places as possible. I try to go out of my way and play smaller towns that don't get shows very often, and genuinely want to play everywhere. So a lot of times, you know, I'll book a show somewhere and a friend of mine will be like, why would you ever want to play in that town, you know? And it's because, you know, when I was in high school and I lived in a small town in Texas, like anytime, you know, bands from Austin came and played in our town, we were really, really appreciative. And you know, I think it's good for people to be exposed to things they wouldn't normally be exposed to.
Presley played a generous set in the Furman Garner Performance Studio, so let's go ahead and hear a few of those songs.
This song is called Still, Still, Still. One more song about moving on down the highway. Not sure you hope this road don't come to own me. A gas station light scraped across the desert floor, still searching for open hearts and listening eyes. The right body to lie beside. Still, still, still was the night. And still, still, still was my life easy. Viking Moses, what have we become? Creatures of habit, I suppose. Or rare desert birds now living in the But remind me to be simple as a sparrow. Remind me not to be afraid to bathe in the dust. Remind me not to be afraid to eat their crumbs. And still, 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 I knew where you were. And still, 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 waited for you to call me near. And now that I'm here, will we be as brave as we fear we'd be? Or will we be as tame as we've always been? Yeah, yeah. This song is called Wood Smoke. Wood smoke and wet wool blankets, cold floors and warm sleeping bags. Sleep until the rain lets up, the truck shift down, and the ruts get worn year after year. I wonder who I will become when I'm not here. Borrowed clothes and broken shoes, dirty hair and a small gray bruise. The lives they choose are beautiful. What I set my course upon, this road is long, but it's the one I'm traveling on. And this song is called Dreamsick. Swallow your spit, change your clothes. Do you know? Do you know how many times I almost gave up? No,
I wanted to. No, I had plans. You brought evil inside. You gave names to the demons. And the pharmacy lights, long after the night fell. Dream sick, with a taste of death on your mouth. Love sick, still getting pushed around. The wind never stops, it just goes off some other place. Movement for movement's sake. There will always be another way to love yourself. You gotta find a way to love yourself. Homesick for every place you've left. Blood sick, still poisoning yourself. Short hand, cross breeze. I've got everything I need. Painter's wife in the bright morning light. Forget about me.
Original songs from Tony Presley, who goes by Real Live Tigers. That was a performance from the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Real Live Tigers plays alongside the local band Teenagers and Oakland, California band Electrician Saturday night at 8 p.m. at Nightbird Books. It's a all-ages show, and you can find out more information by going to nightbirdbooks.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
For many of us, the best part of the holidays is the chance to see old friends or to hear them. For several decades now, Paul Winter has made our holidays brighter with his winter consort and musical guests at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. I'm John Schaefer. Join us for the performance, Paul Winter's 32nd Winter Solstice Celebration from NPR Music.
And you can listen to the Winter Solstice Concert tomorrow morning beginning at 10 on KUAF 91.3 FM.